This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail, of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project with you for another majlis of ilm, another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of us learning and understanding the Arabic language, walhamdulillah. Our current series, brothers and sisters, the Medina Arabic Syllabus. We are currently in volume 2, book 2, walhamdulillah, and bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, in this majlis, in this sitting, we move on to exercise or lesson number 11, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdallah, Ya Amatallah, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, in this lesson, lesson number 11, book 2, we will be covering further details related to fi'il mudari', the present tense, present tense verb, walhamdulillah. We will talk about when we are talking about a group of individuals who are going, when we talk about a group of females who are going, when we talk about one individual, you, yourself, the one I'm speaking to, when you are going, we will talk about when I say about myself that I am going, walhamdulillah. We'll also discuss that technically the fi'il mudari' present tense or present tense slash future tense verb, it could mean present tense, it could mean future tense. But if you add in a seen at the beginning of it, سَيَذْهَبُ سَيَجْلِسُ سَيَكْتُبُ سَيُسَافِرُ, when you put a seen in front of it, then it is exclusive to the future, walhamdulillah. We will also discuss bi-idhnillahi ta'ala that when we have a la in front of a fi'il mudari', then the meaning is then in negation. لا أذهب إلى المسجد, لا أذهب إلى البيت, لا أذهب إلى السوق. I am not going to the shopping center, I am not going to the house, etc. Whereas a past tense fi'il madi, you add a ma in front of it to turn the meaning into negative. For example, ذهَبَ, he went. مَا ذهَبَ, he did not go. جَلَسَ, he sat. مَا جَلَسَ, he did not sit. So for fi'il madi, past tense, we add ma. For fi'il mudari', present slash future tense, we add la, walhamdulillah. We will also talk about the masdar bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, the verbal noun. So we have dakhala, yadkhulu, he entered, he is entering. Well, something is called this masdar or the verbal noun, where it is the verb minus the tense and the subject. So for example, dakhala, we find the word on the scale of fu'ulun, dukhulun, dukhulun, entry. So we're not mentioning who's entering. We're not mentioning what tense it might be. It's just entering. Jayid, dukhulun, entering or entrance. Excellent. We will discuss that inshallah. We'll also come across the word amma, as for. Amma Sulaiman fa min Britannia. As for Sulaiman, then he is from Britain. وَأَمَّا إِسْمَعِيلُ فَمِنَ الْهِنْدِ. And as for Ismail, then he is from India. We will discuss bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. And we remind ourselves, brothers and sisters, why are we learning the Arabic language? Why are we studying the Arabic language? Because reminder, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And remind, for verily a reminder benefits the believers. Number one, it is the language of the noble Quran. It is the language of the sunnah of our Habib Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To understand the Quran and the sunnah in its original form, one needs to understand the Arabic language, walhamdulillah. And so learning Arabic for us is not like Daniel, Samantha and Craig. Rather, for us it is an act of ibadah. If our intention is correct, we will be rewarded for this, walhamdulillah. So ya Abdallah, ya Amatallah, pay attention, learn, study, have the book in front of you. You don't have the book, you can download the app via the Apple iStore. You can download the book via the Play Store. And so you can have your copy in front of you, paying attention. The audios are also put up onto the website, www.muslimcentralaudio.com. So you missed anything, you can refer to those audios. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, الدرس الحادي عشرة, lesson number 11, في الحافلة, in a bus. So where are we right now? Where are we right now? في المسجد, no. In the masjid, no. في السوق, لا. في البيت, لا. في المدرسة, لا. في الجامعة, لا. في الملعب, in the playground, لا. نحن في الحافلة, we are in the bus. في الحافلة, we are in the bus. والحمد لله. Let's see. الأول, the first one says, السلام عليكم. الثاني, the second one says, وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. الأول, the first one, ما اسمك يا أخي؟ What is your name, O my brother? اسمي عبد الله. اسمي عبد الله. اسمي, my name. مضاف مضاف إليه. My name. اسمي, my name. عبد الله. عبد الله is also مضاف مضاف إليه. Possession. جيد. My name is عبد الله. وما اسمك? And what's your name? اسمي فيصل. اسمي فيصل. His name is not فيزل. His name is فيصل. فيصل. So we say فيصل. فيصل. أطالب أنت يا عبد الله. أطالب أنت يا عبد الله. أطالب أنت يا عبد الله. Are you a student, O Abdullah? And then what does he say? نعم. Take note. When we have يا, where you are calling somebody, you're shouting for somebody, when you are addressing somebody, if what comes after this ya is a mudaf and mudafun ilay relationship, a compound relationship, then we find that the mudaf takes a fatha. It is mansub. Example. Rajulun ya rajulu. Rajulun ya rajulu. Waladun ya waladu. عَامِلٌ يَا عَامِلُ إِمَامٌ يَا إِمَامُ. You understand that? Walhamdulillah, it loses one of the dhammas. But if you had a mudaf and mudafun ilay compound, then what happens? Not only does it drop the dhamma, etc., rather it now is mansub. It now takes a fatha. Example. رَجُلُ أَمْنٍ, security man. رَجُلُ أَمْنٍ. يَا رَجُلَ أَمْنٍ. عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ. Excellent. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. Another one for example. رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Excellent. So if we have any mudaf and mudafun ilay relationship and you have a ya in front, then the first of them, the mudaf, will be mansub. Somebody's name is Abdur Rahmani. It becomes Ya Abdur Rahmani. Ya Abdur Rahmani. Yeah, somebody's name is what could his name be? Zainul Abidin. Zainul Abidin. Ya Zainal Abidin. Ya Zainal Abidin. Zainul Abidin becomes Ya Zainal Abidin. Walhamdulillah. So he says, Na'am. Aina tadrusu ya akhi? Aina tadrusu ya akhi? Where are you studying, O my brother? This is a present tense verb. I'm speaking to somebody directly. This is something new. Tadrusu. أين تدرس يا أخي? In our previous lesson, we learned about يدرس. سليمان in America, يدرس. إلياس in America, يدرس. فاطمة in Lebanon, etc. جيد. سليمان in مكة, يدرس. But when we are speaking to somebody directly, then we say تدرس. Speaking to a male. Speaking to a male, we say tadrusu. Aina tadrusu ya akhi? Adrusu bi jami'ati al-Riyadi. Adrusu bi jami'ati al-Riyadi. I am studying at the Riyadh University. Adrusu bi jami'ati al-Riyadi. Adrusu bi jami'ati al-Riyadi. Fi ayyi kulliyatin tadrusu? Fi ayyi in which? Fi ayyi in which? Kulliyatin tadrusu? In which faculty are you studying? Fi ayyi kulliyatin tadrusu? Fi ayyi kulliyatin tadrusu? Adrusu fi kulliyatil handasati. Adrusu fi kulliyatil handasati. Adrusu fi kulliyatil handasati. Adrusu fi, I am studying in kulliyatil handasati, in the faculty of handasa. So and so is a muhandis because he studied in the faculty of handasa. What is handasa? Engineering. And he is now a muhandis. Muhandis. Excellent. Fi ayyi sanatin tadrusu? Fi ayyi sanatin tadrusu? In which year are you studying? Fi ayyi sanatin tadrusu? Adrusu fi sanati thaniyati. Adrusu fi sanati thaniyati. Adrusu fi sanati thaniyati. I am studying in the second year. Second year. And so thaniya is a na'at for the word sana. Second year. Ata'arifu al-muhandisa Salmana? Ata'arifu, do you know? Ata'arifu, present tense verb. Ata'arifu, do you know? Al-muhandisa, the engineer, Salmana, object. Do you know the engineer Salman? Do you know the engineer Salman? طبعاً, of course. Of course. طبعاً, of course, no doubt. هو أستاذي, he is my teacher. هو أحسن مدرس. هو أحسن مدرس. We learned this. This is the superlative verb. This is when we are not comparative but rather superlative, when we are saying that so and so is the best. Huwa ahsanu mudarrisin, he is the best teacher. Fil kulliyati, in the faculty. Huwa ahsanu mudarrisin fil kulliyati. Huwa ahsanu mudarrisin fil kulliyati. Huwa ahsanu mudarrisin fil kulliyati. Faisal then says, من هؤلاء الفتية? Who are these young lads? الذين معك. من هؤلاء الفتية الذين معك. Who are these young lads who are with you? كأنهم إخوتك. It is as though they are your brothers. كأن, it is as though, it is similar to. كأنهم, it is as though they, إخوتك, are your brothers. نعم. هؤلاء إخوتي. نعم. هؤلاء إخوتي. هؤلاء إخوتي. Yes, they are my brothers. هؤلاء إخوتي. They are my brothers. لي أربعة إخوة. لي أربعة إخوة. لي أربعة إخوة. I have four brothers. وثلاث أخوات. وثلاث أخوات. لي أربعة إخوة. لي أربعة إخوة. I have four brothers. وثلاث أخوات. And four sisters. Take note. إخوة is masculine. And so the number before it will be feminine. أربعة إخوة. أربعة إخوة. Four brothers. ثلاث أخوات. أخوات feminine. So the number before it will be masculine. ثلاثو أخواتين. Excellent. أين يدرس هؤلاء? أين يدرس هؤلاء? Where studies these ones? Where do these ones study? Where do all of them study? أين يدرس هؤلاء? أين يدرس هؤلاء? Take note. Our يدرس here, it came before هؤلاء. So that's why, you know, it doesn't adjust itself. But if we said, أين هؤلاء يدرسون? If we came with the verb after, then we would have had to adjust it for the plural. أين هؤلاء يدرسون? But we said, أين يدرس هؤلاء? Then Abdullah says, أما إخوتي, as for my brothers, فكلهم يدرسون بالجامعة. Then all of them are studying in the university. Isa wa huwa akbaru minni. Isa, and he is bigger than me. Wa huwa akbaru. He is akbar. He is bigger minni than me. Huwa akbaru minni. He is bigger than me. يدرس في كلية الطب. He is studying in the faculty of medicine. طب, medicine. يدرس في كلية الطب. Studying in the faculty of medicine. وإبراهيم يدرس في كلية التجارة. وإبراهيم يدرس في كلية التجارة. And Ibrahim, he is studying in the faculty of business. وإبراهيم يدرس في كلية التجارة. وإسحاق يدرس في كلية الآداب. And Ishaq, he is studying in the faculty of arts. He is studying in the faculty of arts. وإسحاق يدرس في كلية الآداب. وإسماعيل يدرس في كلية العلوم. وإسماعيل يدرس في كلية العلوم. In the faculty of science. وهؤلاء الثلاثة أصغر مني. And these three are smaller than me. These three are younger than me. أصغر مني. They are smaller than me. وأما الأخوات. And as for the sisters, فيدرسنا. Look at the plural here. Plural males, we say يدرسون. Plural females, we say يدرسنا. يدرسنا. وأما الأخوات فيدرسن في المدرسة المتوسطة. And as for the sisters, they are studying in the intermediate level of school. في المدرسة المتوسطة. Intermediate school. زينب تدرس. Important. سليمان يدرس. إلياس يدرس. فاطمة تدرس. إلياس يدرس. فاطمة تدرس. محمد يدرس. محمد يذهب. محمد يجلس. فاطمة تجلس. فاطمة تذهب. فاطمة تجلس. زينب تدرس في السنة الأولى. وسلمى تدرس في السنة الثانية. وليلى تدرس في السنة الثالثة. Each one of them is studying in a different year. We find that Zainab in year 1, Salma year 2, and Layla in year 3. والحمد لله. في أي مدرسة تدرس أخواتك؟ في أي مدرسة, in which school, تدرس أخواتك, studies your sisters. Again here, if we said أخواتك, then we would have had to mention the plural version of the present tense. But we mentioned we mentioned أخواتك after. And so we do not need to adjust the present tense verb except for the gender. في أي مدرسة تدرس أخواتك؟ في أي مدرسة؟ في أي مدرسة تدرس أخواتك؟ جيد. يدرسنا. 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 They are studying. يدرسنا في مدرسة خالد بن ولي. خالد بن الوليد للبنات بمكة. يدرسنا. They are studying. Group of females are studying. Group of females are studying. أين, or rather, يدرسنا. يدرسنا في. يدرسنا في مدرسة. يدرسنا في مدرسة. They are studying in school. خالد بن الوليد. خالد بن الوليد. They are studying in the school, which is obviously named here after خالد بن وليد, للبنات, for female students, بمكة, in مكة. أين تسكنون أنتم؟ Where do you people stay? أين تسكنون أنتم؟ أين تسكنون أنتم؟ أين تسكنون أنتم؟ Then he says, Abdullah says, إخوتي يسكنون في مهاجع الجامعة. إخوتي يسكنون في مهاجع الجامعة. إخوتي يسكنون في مهاجع الجامعة. My brothers, they stay in the dormitories of the university. أما أنا, as for me, فأسكن. Remember, when you have أما, then after the khabar, or rather the khabar will take a fa. You can see the fa has been added. أما أنا, as for me, فأسكن مع قريب لي. Then I stay with a relative of mine. قريب means close one, لي of mine. I stay with a relative of mine. I stay with a قريب, with a relative, لي of mine. أمتزوج أنت يا عبد الله؟ أمتزوج أنت يا عبد الله؟ Are you married, O Abdullah? لا لست بمتزوج. لا لست بمتزوج. لا لست بمتزوج. No, I am not married. ما عنوانك؟ What's your address? عنوان, important word. You visit somebody and he says, what's your عنوان? What's your عنوان? عنوان is address. هذه بطاقتي فيها عنواني. هذه بطاقتي فيها عنواني. هذه بطاقتي. This is my card. فيها, in it, on it, on that card. عنواني is my address. أشكرك يا أخي. I thank you, my brother. أنا مسرور بلقائك. I'm very happy to meet you. I'm very pleased to meet you. أنا سأنزل. I will get down. I will jump off. I will descend. I will get off. في المحطة القادمة. In the next stop. So remember, they're on a bus and they were talking on this bus. أنا سأنزل في المحطة القادمة. Remember, when we add a scene to a فعل مضارع, then the meaning is exclusive to the future tense. أنا سأنزل في المحطة القادمة. I will get down at the next stop, the coming up stop. في أمان الله. In the care, in the safety of Allah. وإلى اللقاء. وإلى, and until, and to. لقاء, we meet again. لقاء is a meeting. So basically it means until we meet again. السائق, the bus driver. سائق is the driver. لفيصل, he says to فيصل. هذا الباب. هذا الباب, this door. للدخول is for entry. This door is for entry, يا أخي. النزول من هناك. Getting down is from over there. Maybe the back door. النزول من هناك. Getting down, descending, getting off is from there. والحمد لله, which probably means, you know, the back. يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله. This was the passage of lesson number 11. والحمد لله. We came across quite a few examples of joining up the fi'l mudari, the present tense, with various pronouns. They are going, she is going, he is going, the group of females are going, I am going, etc. I am studying, he is studying, you are studying. Bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, that was fantastic, walhamdulillah. And that covers the entire passage. Remember, this was a conversation between two individuals on a bus, and they're talking about where they're studying. They're talking about their brothers and their sisters, where their brothers and sisters are studying, where their brothers and sisters are staying, what faculty they are studying at, etc. Walhamdulillah. We begin with exercise number 1, tamarin raqam 1. Ajib anil as'ila al-atiya. Answer the following questions. They say number 1, بأي جامعة يدرس عبد الله؟ بأي جامعة يدرس عبد الله؟ بأي جامعة يدرس عبد الله؟ In which university does Abdullah study? In which university does Abdullah study? جواب, يدرس بجامعة الرياض. يدرس بجامعة الرياض. يدرس بجامعة الرياض. He is studying, currently studying in the University of Riyadh. Number 2. في أي كلية يدرس هو؟ في أي كلية يدرس هو؟ في أي in which كلية faculty يدرس he studying هو he in which faculty is he studying؟ جواب يدرس. What does يدرس mean؟ He is studying. يدرس في كلية الهندسة. يدرس في كلية الهندسة. He is studying in the faculty of engineering. يدرس في كلية الهندسة. He is studying in the faculty of engineering. ممتاز. Number three. في أي كلية يدرس عيسى؟ في أي كلية يدرس عيسى؟ In which faculty is عيسى studying؟ في أي كلية in which faculty يدرس عيسى is عيسى studying؟ جواب يدرس في كلية الطب. يدرس في كلية الطب. يدرس في كلية الطب. He is studying in the faculty of medicine. طب medicine. The doctor is called a طبيب. والحمد لله. Number four. في أي كلية يدرس إبراهيم؟ في أي كلية يدرس إبراهيم؟ جواب يدرس إبراهيم في كلية التجارة. يدرس إبراهيم في كلية التجارة. إبراهيم is studying in the faculty of business. يدرس إبراهيم في كلية التجارة in the faculty of business. والحمد لله. Number five. في أي كلية يدرس إسحاق؟ في أي كلية يدرس إسحاق؟ جواب يدرس إسحاق في كلية الآداب. يدرس إسحاق في كلية الآداب. إسحاق is studying in the faculty of arts. يدرس إسحاق في كلية الآداب. Number six. Then they ask you, في أي كلية يدرس إسماعيل؟ في أي كلية يدرس إسماعيل؟ جواب يدرس إسماعيل في كلية العلوم. يدرس إسماعيل في كلية العلوم. Faculty of Science. Number seven. أين تدرس؟ Look at the difference now. We were talking about males. We were talking about males. We said, where's Suleiman? Where's Ilyas? Where's Ismail? Where's Ishaq? Yadrusu, yadrusu, yadrusu for each one of them. Now when we're talking about females, we say, Aina tadrusu? Aina tadrusu Fatima? Aina tadrusu Sumayya? Aina tadrusu Saliha? أين تدرس أخوات عبد الله؟ أين تدرس أخوات عبد الله؟ أين تدرس أخوات عبد الله؟ Why عبد الله؟ Because it's مضاف إليه. For أخوات. أخوات عبد الله. Sisters of عبد الله. Double مضاف مضاف إليه. Again. أين تدرس أخوات عبد الله؟ أين تدرس أخوات عبد الله؟ أين تدرس أخوات عبد الله؟ جواب يدرسنا. Talking about a group of females. يدرسنا. Group of males. يدرسون. Group of females. يدرسنا. يدرسنا في مدرسة خالد بن الوليد المتوسطة للبنات بمكة. Long one. يدرسنا. They are studying. في in مدرسة in school. مضاف. خالد بن الوليد. خالد بن الوليد. مدرسة of خالد بن الوليد. المتوسطة. Describing that school. المتوسطة. للبنات. For females. بمكة. At مكة. Or in مكة. One more time. يدرسنا في مدرسة خالد بن الوليد المتوسطة لِلْبَنَاتِ بِمَكَّةَ. Makkah is a diptote, and so it will not take a kasra. بِمَكَّةَ بِمَكَّةَ with a fatha. Why? Because it's a diptote allergic to a kasra. Number 7. أَيْنَ يَسْكُنُ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ يَسْكُنُ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ مَعَ قَرِيبٍ لِي مَعَ قَرِيبٍ لَهُ. He doesn't live with a family member of myself. No, he lives with a family member of himself. So يَسْكُنُ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ مَعَ قَرِيبٍ لَهُ. يَسْكُنُ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ Abdullah lives مَعَ قَرِيبٍ with a relative لَهُ with a relative of his. يَسْكُنُ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ مَعَ قَرِيبٍ لَهُ. يَسْكُنُ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ مَعَ قَرِيبٍ لَهُ. Abdullah lives with a relative of his. And number 9. وَأَيْنَ يَسْكُنُ إِخْوَتُهُ يَسْكُنُ إِخْوَتُهُ. And where do his brothers live? يَسْكُنُ إِخْوَتُهُ فِي مَهَاجِعِ الْجَامِعَةِ. يَسْكُنُ إِخْوَتُهُ فِي مَهَاجِعِ الْجَامِعَةِ. His brothers live in the faculty, in the dormitory of the university. يَسْكُنُ إِخْوَتُهُ فِي مَهَاجِعِ الْجَامِعَةِ. His brothers live in the faculty, in the dormitories. مَهَاجِعِ means the dormitories. مَهَاجِعِ الْجَامِعَةِ, the dormitories of the university. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ يَا أَمَتَ اللَّهِ. We hope that you are paying attention. We hope that you are sitting with your book. We hope that you revise. We hope that you revise, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah. Whatever comes easy, we'll leave easy. You need to make muraja'a, revision, mumarasa. You need to make tadreeb. You need to practice, tamreen, etc. Talk to people, sit with somebody. Have these Arabic words written on your wall, on your fridge, on all of your items so that you pick it up, so that your kids can pick it up. And all of this is ibadah for you, inshallah. All of this, you will be rewarded بإذن الله تعالى. Exercise number 2, correct the following. لا يعرف عبد الله المهندس سلمانا. لا يعرف عبد الله المهندس سلمانا. لا يعرف does not know. Who does not know? Abdullah doesn't know. Doesn't know what? المهندس سلمانا. He does not know the engineer Salman. Correct or incorrect? Incorrect. He knows him. So we would just say, يَعْرِفُ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ الْمُهَنْدِسَ سَلْمَانَ. يَعْرِفُ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ الْمُهَنْدِسَ سَلْمَانَ. Just remove the لا. Excellent. Number 2. عَبْدُ اللَّهِ مُتَزَوِّجٌ. عَبْدُ اللَّهِ مُتَزَوِّجٌ. Abdullah is married. Is he married? No, he is not married. So you could say, عَبْدُ اللَّهِ عَزَبٌ. Abdullahi Azabun. Azabun means is a bachelor. Abdullahi Azabun. Or you could say Abdullahi Laysa Bimutazawijin. Laysa Bimutazawijin. Abdullah is not married, or you can say Abdullah is a bachelor. Number 3. Yadrusu Abdullahi fi sanati al-ula. Abdullah is studying in the first year. Is that correct or incorrect? Incorrect. يَدْرُسُ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ فِي السَّنَةِ الثَّانِيَةِ. He's studying in the second year. يَدْرُسُ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ فِي السَّنَةِ الثَّانِيَةِ. Excellent. Number 4. نَزَلَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ مِنَ الْحَافِلَةِ. Abdullah got down from the bus. قَبْلَ نُزُولِ فَيْصَلٍ. Before the exiting of Faisal. Before the exit of Faisal. Is that correct or incorrect? نزل عبد الله من الحافلة. Abdullah got down from the bus. قبل نزول فيصل. Before the exit of Faisal. Is that correct? No. He got down after. نزل عبد الله بعد نزول فيصل. نزل عبد الله بعد نزول فيصل. He got down after the exit of فيصل. After the exit of فيصل. والحمد لله. Take note, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, the word نَزَلَ يَنْزِلُ means to get down. That's why we say the نُزُول of the Qur'an. nuzul of the Quran, the descent of the Quran, the coming down of the Quran. Walhamdulillah. That's why, for example, with regards to verses, we say sabab nuzul, the reason for revelation. Sabab means reason. Sabab nuzul, reason for revelation. Exercise number 3. Ajib anil as'ila al-atiya, answer the following questions, and they are not based upon the exercise in the lesson number 11. Just answer them generally. Aina tadrusu anta? Where are you studying? Aina tadrusu anta? Let's say, for example, you could say, adrusu bil jami'ati KwaZulu-Natal. Adrusu bil jami'ati KwaZulu-Natal. I am studying in the University of KwaZulu-Natal. Adrusu bil jami'ati al-islamiyyati. I am studying in the Islamic University. So the book's asking you, Aina tadrusu anta? Where studies you? Your jawab, adrusu. You don't have to say ana adrusu. You can just say adrusu. It suffices. Adrusu bil jami'ati al-islamiyyati. I'm studying in the university, Islamic University. Or you could say, adrusu fi madrasati Umar ibn Abd al-Aziz. I'm studying in the school called, the school which is named Umar ibn Abd al-Aziz. Right? Wherever it might be, whatever it might be, inshallah. Number 2. Aina taskunu? Where do you live? Jawab, askunu fi mahaji'i al-jami'ati. I am staying in the dormitories of the university. Askunu fi Durban. Askunu fi Overport. Askunu fi Johannesburg. Askunu fi New York. Askunu fi wherever. Excellent. Number three. Ata'arifu lughata al-fransiyyata? Do you know the French language? Do you know French language? La. لا أعرف اللغة الفرنسية. لا أعرف اللغة الفرنسية. I do not know French. Number 4. من أي إذاعة تسمع الأخبار؟ من أي إذاعة, from which radio station, تسمع الأخبار, you listen to the news. جواب, أسمع الأخبار من إذاعات كثيرة. أسمع الأخبار من إذاعات كثيرة. I listen to the news from many radio stations. أسمع الأخبار من إذاعة الأنصار. من إذاعة الأنصار. I listen to the news from radio station الأنصار. والحمد لله. Number 5. أتعرف بيت المدرس؟ أتعرف بيت المدرس؟ Do you know the house of the teacher? نعم أعرف. نعم أعرف. Yes, I know. You can just say that. Yes, I know. Or you could give a long story. نعم أعرف بيت المدرس. نعم أعرف بيت المدرس. نعم أعرف بيت المدرس. والحمد لله والحمد لله والحمد لله. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. Let's take a bit of vocab, inshallah. We will stop lesson number 11 here, inshallah. And when we meet again, بإذن الله تعالى, we will continue that, inshallah. With regards to some vocab, then for example, we have the word ulu. Ulul albab, people of, people who possess. Similar to ذو, ذو means to possess. Ulul albab, people who possess, you know, intellect. Ulul ilm, people of knowledge. Ulu quwwatin, people of power, possessors of strength and power. Jayid. Ahin, or ah is a word which signifies pain. Ah. Well, in international language, any language, that signifies pain. Jayid. A means that is. That is a, you know, such and such. A, it, you know, that is such and such. Ayu means which. Ayu means which. Whereas just a, it means that is. That is. What does aydan mean? Aydan means also. Aina, where? Aina Suleiman, aina Ahmed. Aina ma, wherever. Aina ma takunu, yudrikkumul mawtu. Aina ma takunu, wherever you are. Aina ma, wherever you are. Takunu, wherever you are, yudrikkumul mawt. Mawt will seize you. Mawt will come to you. Death will come to you. Allah musta'an. What does ayyuhuma? Ayyuhuma means which of those two? Which of the two? Ayyuhuma, which of the two? Ayyuhum, which of them? Ayyuna, which of us? Which of us? Jayid. Excellent. And ayya means whichever. Ayya means whichever. Walhamdulillah. Bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, we now move on to a maxim from the Noble Quran, insha'Allah. We've covered, walhamdulillah, vocab from the glossary. We've covered the entire section related to words which begin with alif. In our next majlis, we move on to the letter ba, insha'Allah. Alphabet ba, walhamdulillah, ya abdallah, ya amatallah. Allah states in the Noble Quran, Surah Baqarah 197, وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهِ. And whatever you do of good, Allah knows it. Whatever you do of good, Allah knows it. Allah knows it, walhamdulillah. This is with regards to our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Abdallah, ya Amatallah, Allah mentions in this whole verse, الحج أشهر معلومات. Hajj is in specific months, is in the specific month. فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج. Whoever is performing Hajj, he should not debate and argue and fall into sin and jidal and argumentation, etc. فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج. وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله. And whatever you do, Allah knows it. وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى واتقون يا أولي الألباب. Subhanallah. And increase. وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى. And the best provision is the provision of تقوى. واتقون and fear me يا أولي الألباب, O people of intelligence. We just discussed the word ulu, ulul albab, people of intellect, people of intelligence, subhanallah. Ya Abdallah, ya Amatallah, this verse, more especially the part where it states, whatever you do of good, Allah knows. This number one teaches us that no matter how big, no matter how small, whatever type of good it might be, this is encouragement to do it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows it. Allah knows exactly what good you are doing. Number two, this also grants us solace in the heart. And it grants you, you know, removes any burden from you. That you know what, I did this and I did that and nobody acknowledged and people didn't thank me and nobody really took notice of it, etc. Subhanallah, why do you wait for the thanks of men? Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. You're doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah knows. This gives you raha, gives your heart peace and tranquility. It doesn't matter who knows and who acknowledges and who thanks and whether the people know. Maybe it's better if they don't know, closer to your ikhlas, insha'Allah. But remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. And we find that, you know, the anbiya, etc. إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. That we feed you people for the sake of Allah. And we do not expect, nor do we hope for any type of reward or shukr or anything from you people. Subhanallah. And so, Ya Abdallah, Ya Amatallah, go ahead. Go ahead and do good, even if it be small, even be a smile to the next individual, whatever type of good it might be, secret acts of goodness. This is your, you know, your investment in the hereafter, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Your wife, your child, your son, your daughter, nobody knows about it. Your husband doesn't know about these secret acts of goodness that you do. Personal acts of goodness, or even communal acts of goodness, charity or sadaqah or helping somebody, whatever it might be, some orphan out there, you haven't even met him, but walhamdulillah, every month his expenses are sorted out by yourself. Whatever other type of good it might be, Allah knows. Small or big, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows whatever good you do, and your reward is with Him, walhamdulillah. And so never ever despair. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, with that, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, we come to the end of this majlis. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us khair and barakah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins committed in the brightness of the day and in the darkness of the night. We ask Allah to grant us knowledge which is beneficial. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant khair and barakah to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah for the best in this world and in the hereafter. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.